This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I got to get back to the Guardians here on this. I do think that there are two teams. I'll get back to the Browns. Obviously, there's plenty to talk about. But game three is today. 3:08 first pitch. You got Alex Cobb going for you. It feels weird. It feels like both teams are fighting to be the underdog here. It feels like both fan bases are fighting to be the underdog. Like, when it comes to the actual teams themselves, you have a lineup that's better with the Guardians. You have a pitching staff that... I think, and I know what Kerry Carpenter said, our bullpen's just as good as... What's he going to say? Our bullpen sucks and the Guardians is good? So I don't even fault him for that. But you have a lineup that's better than the Tigers with the Guardians. You have a starting rotation that I think is up in the air. Your bullpen is one of the best in baseball, so you have a better bullpen than they do. Your managerial part of it, you know, a lot of this could be said for underdogs, but you are clearly the underdog when it comes to the manager. I mean, A.J. Hinch, I did not know A.J. Hinch was such a smug, arrogant bastard, according to the Derry brothers. But he is a very successful manager, and our guy's in his first year. And there were people, we got callers yesterday who thought that he bungled the entire game too. That Stephen Vogt, from the first pitch to the final out, that they thought he bungled that whole thing. And I wasn't that hard on him. You know, it was, you got to manufacture runs, you got to play small ball against.
The game that was tied against their best dude, maybe the best dude in baseball right now.
But one of the criticisms was that they got to manufacture runs against Skubal. You have to get the runs across. You can't just ground it in double plays.
Well, if it's that easy, come playoff time, to get runs against Skubal.
Well, you and I are very nice about it because it's his first foray into it. But, I mean, if they lose today, these are the type of games that you start to go back and go, you know, maybe they should have bunted. Maybe they should have been able to move a guy station to station, put two outs on and see if you can get one through instead of grounding out and double plays in two different innings.
People wanted the return of Tito and Bunting, apparently, in game two. How quickly the tides have turned. All I heard for the last 5 years is that we bunt too much. And now this shows we're just playing the outcome. They lost the game, so the manager sucked.
All I do is bring up what people are said. And then he turns into an argument with me.
Oh, I'm not arguing with you.
And that's how I get...
I'm not arguing with you at all.
Okay.
It's so funny how they lose the game to the best dude going, and you had your best player.
But
the best player the Guardians have, it's not Jose, it's been Class A this year.
But if you lose the game today, that starts to get brought up again. Because it's ultimately results-based.
I'm not disagreeing with you. It will. But it is just so funny in that sport. We had the best guy going against, and they had, throughout that game, the best guy maybe in baseball, and you lost. You lost in an improbable way. Your best guy gave up a 3-run home run, something he had never done in his career. It's on the manager.
But that's the problem that some people have with even talking baseball, because a lot of us think some of this crap just happens by luck, and it really doesn't. You get a runner on second base, or you get a runner on first and second. Like, hey, we got to move some guys around here. Let's see if we can get some guys going here and get some runs in and somehow manufacture it against a guy who's going to win the AL Cy Young. So maybe you do have to bunt in this case. Maybe we just can't be anti-Tito Francona all the time.
Actual baseball guys, like Brett Boone was on yesterday with Nick, and Jonathan, and they were like, oh, should he have been walked? And Boone goes, no, you got the best guy going in baseball. You pitched to him. He basically said, it's baseball.
Well,
he's like, that's why you lost. Baseball, not because Vogt did anything wrong.
But remember, then there's also, where was Bo Naylor set up? Where did the pitch go? Was he trying to throw the ball in the dirt and ended up hanging it over the outside corner?
He hung it.
And Carpenter was able to hit it out in the right field.
Crushed
it. I mean, these are things that don't just happen by accident. They happen with setups. They happen with everything that goes on. So there's a cause and effect for all of it. And I think that a person who is going to be very critical of a manager sees that, and they're going to be bothered by that if we don't press the right buttons. But I do say, when we talked about Vogt losses earlier in the year, there is a lot of things where it's just set up to be a loss on the manager. There's very rarely a win on the manager, unless you left a guy
That's
in,
true.
And he ends up getting the final out. If you took a guy out early and ended up paying off, when you know when to move pitchers around, like, that's some of the things. Pinch hitting and things like that. I know John Kenzie Noel got hit on the hand. I still didn't like pinch hitting for him. He's a big hit threat. I don't know. Everybody likes a home run. I didn't want to take the bat out of John Kenzie Noel. It makes sense defensively, but I didn't like it. That's all. That's the only thing I didn't like. 216-474-0092. But let me ask you this. Which team has the pressure on him today?
Oh, I think it's us.
It's a 1-1 series.
I mean,
it's us.
I do think it's us. And I think part of it...
Well, tell me why.
Part of it is just... It's amazing how a 5-game series and the way this thing works out, where you win the first game, and we were thinking, oh my, we just have to win. If we somehow pull this off against Schuylkill, that's it. Series is over. To, my God, if we don't win today, the series is definitely going 5 games. I mean, if it even gets to 5... And then you got to go up against, again, the Cy Young Award winner for the American League. Like, that's how quickly things turn, and you want to try to avoid that at all costs. That's not to say, by the way, I don't want to make it seem like, well, if we have to go to game 5, we have no chance of winning. No, we had our chances against Schuylkill. We absolutely had our chances. We had some hard hit balls. It just shows you how tough it really is.
But
yeah, I do think the pressure is on us today.
But look at this, though. You have a team that hasn't been to the postseason. So if you get to that fifth game, I know you won the AL Central, but it really just evens out. Like, when the Cavs got pushed to 7 against Orlando, it didn't even look good at halftime. I get that. But I went into that game thinking that, hey, they're going to win this game. They're the ones with the experience. They're the ones with the veterans. Well, I can't really say that if I got pushed to a game 5 in this series. I mean, you got Jose, and you got a couple other guys.
We would be underdogs in game 5 at home. We would be. Ugh. Wouldn't we?
So you're really, this is a must win.
Just solely on the pitching matchup. Doesn't mean we couldn't win, and it would be great to be at home. But you know how that home crowd, that can dissipate very quick. That edge can dissipate if Schuylkill's going through the lineup a couple times and you can't get a beat on
it. I hate to ask you too many questions. Does that mean if you win today, you do not pitch
Bybee
tomorrow? Are you pitching Bybee tomorrow to knock this thing out and get done with it?
It becomes a much better question, because I said originally I would go Bybee game 4. Yeah, by any means necessary, right, to extend the series.
Well, if your back's against the wall, then you have to pitch Bybee.
Yeah.
And now if it's Schuylkill's not going in game 4 for sure, then why not pitch your best guy against their not best guy?
To try to finish the series
it off,
it
and then we don't
there.
Have to worry about seeing him again.
Problem is, your best guy isn't as good as their best guy. And if we were to lose that game 4 and you go to game 5 and he's pitching against you, there ain't going to be a lot of people feeling that good. And you're going to have to ask for another tremendous outing out of Matthew Boyd.
Which he was.
Which he was great. He was great.
I feel like we've gotten a lot of good out of Matthew Boyd since he's returned from injury.
That's true.
I mean, I don't remember anything where he just absolutely imploded.
He wasn't
probably a jinx and a curse. So
yeah, I mean, he lately is what.
Ah, come on.
Yeah,
I ain't going to blame you for that.
I just said that out loud.
I ain't going to blame you for that.
He, right now, you're feeling as good about him as maybe you felt about Ben Lively earlier in the year.
I'm feeling better about him now than I did about Ben Lively, because I had heard of Matthew Boyd before.
That's true.
And no offense to Ben Lively, who came on our show and had a great interview.
It's from the Panhandle.
I had not heard of him. Yeah, and when did we find that out? About 2 minutes before he came on the show, we went, oh.
Yeah, he's a Florida
Pensacola
man.
Pensacola guy, okay.
Yeah, Pensacola. One of the greatest places for wrestling a wrestler could ever have. If it were to come down to this, if they win today, it would be a struggle for me to not pitch Bybee in game 4. I wouldn't pitch Bybee in game 4. I would probably have another bullpen day, just in case. It's a house money feel. It sounds like I'm playing for a game 5 instead of taking advantage of what my matchup is and playing for the win. I do have to have insurance. I have to have my best against their best because I don't want to go into a game five with already more pressure than what there's going to be, where it could possibly be the last game of the season. I don't want to do that to my own baseball team. So if they win today, even in game four, I'm probably still doing bullpen. Stephen Vogt, he said he didn't know the answer. He definitely knows the answer to what he wants to do. 216-474-0092. I want to get to you guys on this. Who is the pressure on later on in this series, later on today, when they restart it coming up here at 3:08? It's tied at one apiece. It starts at 3:08 later on this afternoon up in Detroit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.